Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Oh, hey there. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for checking out the podcast. This week in all-age comics, there are some really fun things coming out. There are a lot of superhero books coming out for all-age audiences this week, and that's kind of a rarity. Because usually in a given week, there are maybe two or three superhero books, but this week there are seven or eight superhero books. So get your superpowers. We are going to take a look at one that's great for girls, one that's great for boys, and one that is a one-shot that is fabulous for boys or girls. In humor, we're going to take a look at the latest Archie book and a graphic novel that really piques our interest called Hildebrook for a number of reasons. And in science fiction, we're going to take a look at two Doctor Who magazines. They're for older kids, say 9 and up, and there's a distinct difference between the two of them that parallels Star Wars. Have I got your attention now? We're also going to take a look at one manga book. We don't do a lot of manga here, but this manga looks really interesting, and we're going to take a look at it in the podcast. If you're on Twitter, you can find us anytime during the week. It's at Daddy Mojo, and the music you're listening to in the background is from The Losers over at Free Music Archives. Go find their stuff. It's awesome. And superheroes. Now, I say this is for girls, but it's for girls or boys, because I like this title too, but realistically, girls are going to be more attracted to it than boys. It is The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, and this is, it's a goofy, campy series. It was rebooted by Marvel. It's issue number 6. It is a fun comic book. It really is. It's just kind of, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek look at superheroes from a girl's perspective. She's a tween girl, and she's got the tween things, the tween chaos and drama that any tween girl will have, but she's also a superhero. It's a fun comic that is not to be taken seriously, obviously, but it's so much fun. It's The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. It's number 6, comes out this week. For the boys, this is the boys' comic, and girls could like this too, but realistically, again, boys will be attracted to it more than girls. There's the disclaimer. Marvel Universe Ultimate Spider-Man Contest Champions 1. Wow, that's a mouthful. It really is. In this one, it's a brand new series from the Ultimate Spider-Man Web Warriors line of entertainment from Marvel Disney XD. In this one, it's sort of a contest of sorts with a mysterious being abducting Earth's heroes, what's going on, Spider-Man and the Avengers. They've got to figure out what's going on to save the world and see what the contest is all about. It's a Marvel Universe Ultimate Spider-Man Contest Champions 1. Say it 5 times fast and you are the champion yourself. Lastly, in superheroes this week that we really like, again, there are a lot of books, we just wanted to highlight 3 of them. This one's for older kids because the art is a little more realistic. I say older, grain of salt, about 9 years old and up. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Deviations. Now, this is a one-shot, and it's not the more kid-friendly Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This is the art that's a little more realistic. It's not so cartoony, if you will. In this one, it looks at an alternate world where Shredder leads the turtles. It's kind of like, who's on first, what's on second? It's crazy upside-down turtle land. And it's neat, because this is for fans of the turtles who kind of know the deal. They know how the turtles operate, how evil Shredder is, but what happens if he leads the Shredder? What happens if Shredder leads the turtles? And it's good fun. It is. It's a twist on a classic storyline they did called City Fall. It is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Deviations. It's a one-shot, so it's just this comic, and that's done. In humor all-age books this week, there are 3 we're going to look at. One of them is from Joe Books Incorporated. Now, I'm not sure if Joe Books has a monopoly or how the licensing agreement shakes out for this, but they tend to do a lot of Disney things. And this one, Disney Princesses, number 2. It's a comic book that has stories from a handful of Disney princesses. You've got Ariel, Belle, Rapunzel, Tiana, Cinderella, Aurora, and lots of other princesses in their natural land, doing mostly good things that are funny for kids of all ages. Mainly for girls, but anybody would like it, I say. Archie number 7 also comes out this week. This is the rebooted Archie I've mentioned a couple times. Fabulous art, modern art, kind of a more current storyline, if you will. Riverdale Madness and great art. Mark Wade, Veronica Fish did this one. And it's some Archie comics. Good stuff. Lastly is a graphic novel that really, really piques my interest. It's called Hildefolk. Hildefolk, number one. It's from No Brow Press. I'd put it under kind of a fantasy category, if you will. In this one, it's all art. It's in other words, it's not really a comic book looking thing. A, because it's a graphic novel, and B, just because of the art. It's very independent looking from the art. So if you have a child that wants to read something slightly left of center, but still very fun, try Hildefolk. In this one, the story is about Hilda. She's in a tent, kind of hanging out in the mountains, yada, yada, yada. She sees a storm, and she goes then on an adventure into strange worlds where magical things happen. It just looks so charming. You look at the cover, and I'm intrigued by it, and I'm obviously not in the key demographic, but if you have a child that is, man, 7 and up, and they want something that's creative and different that their friends aren't reading, have them check out this graphic novel. It's Hildefolk from No Brow Press. In science fiction this week, wanted to look at 4 books. Okay, I added one. Yeah, call me crazy. Mainly because this one is kind of dear to my heart, and it's kind of weird and slightly different. If you've been to Epcot, you know this purple harmless dragon. Figment. Figment 2, Legacy of Imagination, is the graphic novel that collects Figment series 2, 1-5. So if you're down with that, you've been to Epcot, you're like, I love that purple dragon, I need a comic book that says that, creativity, fun, mysteries, where am I going, Dreamfinder, you want to check out Figment Legacy of Imagination. Comes out this week in graphic novel. Now the 2 Doctor Who magazines I mentioned, they're worth mentioning because there's a difference in them, and they have a parallel to Star Wars, because Star Wars has a couple of magazines that are like this. They're similar, but they age slightly differently as to who would be a good audience for them. Number one, you've got Doctor Who magazine, issue number 498. Now, this one has Clara Oswald on the cover. It's a real picture, and that kind of gives you an idea as to who the magazine is geared for, since it's a real picture. It's not a cartoon, not a drawing. Must be for an older child. And it is. Say you've got a child who is 10 or up, and they're a Whovian, they're down with Doctor Who, this one could be for you, because it's all about the secrets of the show, a lot of merchandise, what's going on in the planning for new episodes. It's more like that. It's kind of a look behind the curtain of Doctor Who with some stories. So that's the difference there. About 10 and up for Doctor Who magazine, issue 498. Now, if you have a younger Doctor Who fan, or you want, a good review for Doctor Who, you want to check out Doctor Who Adventures magazine, number 11. Now, this one, you look at the cover, it's got a definitely younger appeal, because there's a myriad of images. You've got Doctor Who jamming out on a guitar. You have some aliens. You have some monsters. You have a cartoon picture of Doctor Who and his assistant. So you've got a lot of things going on. This is more the all-age entertainment book for Doctor Who. You've got some posters in there, comics, puzzles. This one, good for ages 7 and up, if they're down with Doctor Who. And I put the if in there for both of them, because it's a little more than the average comic book. Case in point, Doctor Who Adventures magazine is $7.99, while Doctor Who magazine is $10. So you gotta be a fan. This is not for the casual, hey, what's going on with this dialect, yada, yada, yada. This is for the fan. But if you're aged 7 and up, you love Doctor Who, and you want to get something for your child who loves them, check out Doctor Who Adventures magazine, number 11. And both of those magazines are from the BBC, so it's the legit source, straight from the horse's mouth, and the real thing. Lastly, we wanted to take a look at the manga. Now, we don't look at many mangas, because mangas in itself, man, it's kind of an art form. Knowing the release dates and all this stuff, there are so many ways to approach this. However, this one really made us curious. And it's going to be good for older readers. I'll say 10 and up, just because of the real nature of it and the mysteriousness, but it looks fabulous. It's called Guardians of the Louvre. Now, I saw Guardians, I'm like, oh, another Guardians title. Awesome, I don't need that. But it's not about Guardians, as in the typical Marvel Universe Guardians. In this one, you've got a manga artist. How can I best describe this? Let me actually think for a second. Step back. There we are. You've got an artist who's taking a trip around Europe. He's a Japanese designer. Surprise. Aha. So they're in Paris taking a look at the Louvre, and they see something funny. He gets sick, and then he visits the Louvre, and strange things happen. Oh, well. But the written description does a much more eloquent job of describing it than me. That's why I don't do manga here, because it's such an art form trying to even describe these things. And I don't read many of them. But if you like manga, or if you want to introduce your children to a manga that's going to be creative and not have the skebe nature of manga, skebe is a great word. If my Japanese file, my Japan file friends out there know what skibby is, but when you go to a comic book store, some comic book stores will have an adult section. In that adult section, there'll be a skibby file or a skibby area. That's where the, for lack of a better term, the more adult comics are that don't have violence. Read between the lines there, and you see what it is. So this one's not skibby at all. It's going to be for kids 10 and up. But it's going to require some patience because it's more of a book and it's a different art form. And it is an art form. It's Guardians of the Louvre. It's our first manga. There you are. That's why we don't talk about it much here on the podcast. Did we miss anything? I hope not. But you can check out all of the comics, all the all-age comics, down below in the post. We also had a podcast up recently about Superman, Batman v Superman. Is it good for kids? Bottom line, no. But if you want to hear why, just check out that podcast. And you can see why I don't think it's good for kids. You may not agree. Maybe you agree. Let us know either way. It's Trey for Daddy Mojo. Have a great week. Thanks much.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.